Majority of Britons back continued mask mandates, would feel unsafe without them. By Victoria Friedman on July 6, 2021. Strong majorities of Britons support masks being mandatory on public transport and in shops, while 7 in 10 admit they would not feel safe in a crowded or enclosed space if others were not covering their faces. A series of questions posed by YouGov on the day that Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce the end of coronavirus restrictions shows Britons back by a large proportion the government continuing to legally force people to wear masks in certain settings. 71% of people think that face masks should continue to be mandatory on public transport for a further period of time, with just 1 in 5, 21%, disagreeing. Two-thirds, 66%, also believe that wearing masks should be mandatory in shops and other enclosed spaces for the time being. While a combined 70% said that they would feel less safe being in a crowded or unventilated place with people not wearing masks. When the responses were broken down by political affiliation and Leave/Remain, Leave was less enthusiastic than Remain over continued mandatory masks. However, the proportion of those who backed Brexit was still in the majority for backing continued laws on mask wearing. More than 8 in 10, 83%, of Remainers backed masks on public transport compared to 67% of Leavers, with Labour, 79%, the Tories, 67%, and the Liberal Democrats, 82%, all backing in the majority the continued mandate for masking up on buses and trains. The breakdown was similar for support for wearing masks in shops. Labour, 74%, Conservatives, 61%, Liberal Democrats, 77%, with majorities of Leavers, 60%, and Remainers, 78%, also backing the hypothetical question. 74% of Labour, 68% of Conservative, and 83% of Lib Dem voters said they would feel unsafe in enclosed spaces if others were wearing masks, as did 81% of Remainers and 65% of Leavers. While Prime Minister Johnson is expected to announce the lifting of the mask mandate on July 19 on Monday, others, including scientists advising the government, have said that people should still continue to wear them voluntarily. While the powerful trade union Unite is calling for masks on public transport to remain mandatory, airline Ryanair has said it will not budge on its masking rules for passengers, with reports fellow budget airline EasyJet is considering doing the same. Several lockdown skeptics have expressed their concern over the eagerness with which Britons have surrendered their freedoms and backed coronavirus restrictions in the last 16 months. In early March, almost to the year that the first restrictions were imposed, Conservative MP Sir Desmond Swain had described as unnerving the enthusiasm with which people have embraced the diminution of their civil liberties and their ordinary lives. Last month, Conservative Party leader Sir Ian Duncan-Smith claimed that Britons had been worried and frightened into accepting lockdown because of incorrect forecasts by scientists advising the government which do not take into account the efficacy of vaccines. Sir Ian made the comments after the Prime Minister announced the delay of ending restrictions from June 21 to July 19 at the earliest, with a poll finding 72% backed postponing freedoms. Driving Britons to fear may have been by design, however. The authors of a paper prepared for the influential Scientific Advisory Group on Emergencies, SHEE, which advises the government on its pandemic strategy, from March 22, 2020, suggested that emotional manipulation and fear could be used to encourage people to accept restrictions. Under a section of the report headed Persuasion, the authors wrote that, at the time, a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened by the virus. The perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased among those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging. To be effective, this must also empower people by making clear the actions they can take to reduce the threat, the report said.